It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible, preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting here with us at Tabernacle Time. We appreciate the opportunity that we have. It is such a blessing for us, and we are so thankful for the privilege to be able to come to you by means of radio. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today, Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Temple Baptist Church Choir from Anderson, South Carolina. The first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, I Rest My Case at the Cross.
Amen. His word every time I'm in trouble. My case will be heard.
I've been justified, satisfied. Oh, I have it all. So I rest my case at the cross. The cross.
In Acts chapter number 3, we find that Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Here they met a lame man who was lame from his mother's womb. And when the lame man thought he would receive alms from them, Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." This caused such a stir by the beginning of chapter number 4 that Peter and John were brought before the high priest, and the question was asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" It is in verse number 10 that we find in Peter's answer that he says, "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This was the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner." And verse number 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." We rest our case at the cross. That is the only place to find salvation. Because of what Jesus Christ did on that cross in the shedding of his blood, there is no other way to get to God. Jesus proclaimed that in John 14:6. Now, my friend, if you have never received this gift of salvation by asking Jesus to be your Savior, and you would like to have someone take a copy of God's Word and share with you how you can accept this gift that God has given through the Lord Jesus Christ in order that you might be saved, please call me. I would count it an honor to take the Bible and share with you what the Word of God says about how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. We'd like to invite you to our services this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock this evening. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please join us in all of these services, and don't wait till Wednesday night unless you're providentially hindered. Come be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you the wonderful gift of salvation and what the Bible says about how you can receive it, and also will share with you what you need to know about how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the word Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. Let's listen to another song by the Temple Baptist Church Choir from Anderson, South Carolina. The name of the second song is titled, In the Midst of It All.
What have you done to deserve all this? Curse God and die. What advice for a man who had trusted God all of his life? But then Job speaks, as he stands among a broken down domain. In the midst of it all, I'll stand tall and bless his name. God took everything, his lands and flocks, even his seed of tears, and with flesh a soul, his faith wavered not, as friends pressed him to bend. With faith and trust, upright as he, Job stood firm till the end. In the midst of it all, he stood tall yet alone and blessed his name. When the day shall come and everyone turns their head and cries, and when man has done all that man can do, and I'm left alone to die, well, even then, surrounded by affliction's greatest pain, in the midst of it all, I shall stand and not fall and bless his name.
Job had an interesting testimony for the Lord. Job lost all his possessions. He lost his wealth. He lost all of his children. He lost almost all of his servants. His wife, said Job, curse God and die. Job was scraping sores with a clay potsherd. Job was possibly the sickest man who ever lived who didn't die. Yet we find in Job 19:25, Job says, "For I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." What a testimony that he had. In the midst of it all, Christian, no matter how bad things seem to be in this world, you have a salvation that can never be taken from you. You can trust in that truth that your Redeemer will never die. He died once to buy your salvation, but Jesus will never die again. We know our Redeemer liveth. My friend, you think you have it tough in this life? Look at Job, and then look to the Lord, for in the midst of it all, he'll be faithful. And along with the faithfulness that he's promised us, he's also given us the opportunity to have fellowship with him. Listen to this last song by the Temple Baptist Church Choir from Anderson, South Carolina, as they sing for you the song that's titled, His Hand in Mine.
Oh,
When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are said to be in Christ. He holds us in His hand. That's salvation. But when we have fellowship with the Lord, we walk with Him in His will. That is His hand in mine. Notice what John said in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have fellowship with Him through salvation. This is what is told to us in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, that we can find rest in the salvation with the Lord for those that come to Him for salvation, and we can find rest in His perfect will in our lives and have fellowship as we are in the yoke with Him. And He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." We have fellowship with the Lord through salvation. We have fellowship with one another that are saved through salvation. We have a Heavenly Father. We have our elder brother, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have our brothers and sisters in Christ. What a wonderful family we find when we are called the sons of God. As we turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 19, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh," we have the perfect sacrifice in verse number 19 and 20. Verse number 21, "And having an high priest over the house of God," we not only have a perfect sacrifice through the Lord Jesus Christ, but we also have the perfect high priest after the order of Melchizedek in the Lord Jesus Christ. But He says, having the perfect sacrifice, verse number 19 and 20, having the perfect high priest in verse number 21, He says in verse number 22, "Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." Verse number 23, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." Verse number 24, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Now notice here, verse number 22, "Let us draw near to God." Verse number 23, "Let us hold fast our profession of our faith." Verse number 24, "And let us consider one another." Now notice verse number 23, we're to draw near with a true heart. We are to live for the Lord, putting away sins in our lives so that we can have a testimony for the Lord. Verse number 23, "We are to hold fast our profession of faith, holding on to a testimony for the Lord." We are called to hold fast to our profession. That's what we should do. I cannot be removed from the possession of my faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. I have everlasting life. I will never perish. But I am to hold fast to the profession that He's given to me. And then He says in verse number 24, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." Now, the sentence doesn't end there. Let's see what else the writer has to say in verse number 25. "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." You might hear someone say, "I can worship the Lord just as well out in the field or in a boat fishing as I can in the church," but not according to verse number 25. He says, "not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is." If you are a child of God, and if you forsake the assembling of yourselves together in the local house of God, he said, don't do that. He said, you need to be present. And one of the reasons is found in verse number 24, to consider one another, and the end of verse number 25, "but exhorting one another." You see, the reason that we go to church is not just to worship. It's to be a help to others. As 1 Corinthians 14 says, it's to be an edification for others. We are called to be a testimony by going to church to help others that are in the church, to provoke unto love and to good works, and exhorting one another. My friend, if you know Jesus as your personal Savior, let me ask you, having this perfect sacrifice and having this perfect high priest, are you drawing near with a true heart to the will of God and the fellowship of God? Are you holding fast to your profession of your faith by living for the Lord like you ought to and being that testimony that you should? Are you provoking others to love and good works and exhorting one another by being in church? Are you there to worship? Are you there to encourage? My friend, if you know the Lord as your Savior, that's what you need to be doing. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, remember, all these things that the writer here is talking about is not working your way to heaven. It is what you do when you are saved. And if you need to be saved, the Bible is very plain in the fact that you confess to the Lord that you're a sinner, and you repent of your sins, turning from your sins, being sorry for your sins, and then you ask Jesus to save you from your sins. My friend, if you're not saved, call upon the name of the Lord today. And if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."